people, and they shed light on where we're walking. And so it was with Jesus, that everything about his teaching and the way he lived shed light on the world. And it made us think about how Jesus saw things and how Jesus meant things to be. Okay, the next thing to come from my box. Thanks a load. I might have to take one out just to get the other one out. Right, okay. And if anyone wants to hold it. Hi, Griff. Griff, do you and Sarah want to come and hold it? Now, I know not everybody might get excited by a birthday cake, especially as the number of candles start growing on it. But for most people, I think, birthdays are a time of real joy and celebration. Do you want to come up here? Now, no eating it. Okay, you can eat it later. Go stand over there next to Elaine. Make sure she doesn't eat it. Birthdays are a real time of joy and celebration and excitement. Jesus's light actually brought joy. Now, not the kind of joy like always being happy. Okay, we need to like stop thinking that joy means happiness, because joy doesn't always mean just happiness. What Jesus did by coming to earth through dying on the cross and defeating death and trampling it out and coming back to life, that actually brings us a joy that's deeper than just happiness. That joy is that reassurance that every day Jesus died to show us how much he loved us. Okay. Okay, I've got one more item from my box. Now, you'll have to bear with the artistic license, but does anybody know what this is? It's a house, but you can do something else with it. Yeah, so if you use the word light and the word and put them together, you get a lighthouse, thanks. I don't have a lighthouse. Right, who wants to hold my lighthouse for me? Go on, James. There we go. We could put a candle in it later. So, we've already sung the song about Jesus being a lighthouse. Now, some people are a bit funny about the song because they think, oh no, if you go towards the light, then that's going to get you in trouble. But actually, I think the illustration of Jesus being a lighthouse is actually a protection thing. And that Jesus' light protects people. It warns people of trouble and it kept them safe. Jesus' light is there for protection and for care and for keeping you safe. Okay, so we're going to have a bit of time of reflection. I'm going to put my items back in the box. I'm going to start with this one. Still warm. Where's my lighthouse and my torch? Thank you, James. Yeah. So keep those ideas in mind about Jesus shedding light on our path. Jesus's light bringing a deeper joy than just happiness. And Jesus's light being about protection. And as we're thinking about those things, the worship group are going to play. But for those of you who want to, we're also going to be making some stuff and doing some stuff together. The first thing, one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to start making our Christingles. And maybe as you're putting the candle in and putting the tape around, maybe you could think about the fact that Jesus is the light of the world. And that his love and his blood shed for you was also for the whole world. So down here, this is where you'd get an orange and put your candle in. And at the back by the kitchen is where you'd put your red ribbon around. You can go to both stations. Both stations have oranges. but you just will need to go back to the other one. If you go to there first and you get your ribbon first, you'll need to come over here to get a candle. Does that make sense? Yeah? So this is the blood of Jesus around the outside with the tape, and that's in the back corner by the kitchen, and the candles are down here by the front. Whilst we sing, we're going to make these together. And if you just want to sit in your pew and read over the verses again and reflect, then go for it. Okay, so far, we have Jesus is the light, and this is the world. So Jesus is the light of the world, and this is his love going around it. But there are some things missing. Now, these are often referred to as being the four seasons of the world and the fruit of the earth. So we're going to so they kind of represent thankfulness, but also as we think about that thankfulness, I would like to explain a little bit more, because if Jesus is the light of the world, what does that mean to us today? So I've got a box with me. It's wrapped in Christmas paper. You know how much I love Christmas. Now, just be careful, because your eyes are about to be blinded and you might want to cover them, because I'm going to bring out something that is going to blind you. No, still not feeling it this morning. Who would like to come and hold my torch for me? So, as we help to understand a little bit of what it means to us, we're going to look at how it helps us to live every day that Jesus is the light of the world. James, you're going to come and hold this for me. I just want to read some Bible verses this morning before we start looking at this bit. Now, you might want to write them down so you can relook at them at home, if that's helpful. They're just short, but they help us to think about Jesus as the light of the world and what that means to us. So, Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. You don't have to look it up. You can look it up later. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see the good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 to 11. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, and find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. So, have you got my torch, Mr. James? Is it working? Okay. So when Jesus came as light of the world, Jesus is a light, and he's a light not to be hidden. So we're going to try and understand how these three things help us to understand how we should respond. Now, a torch. There's a verse in the Bible that says that your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So some of these things you might be familiar with, and you might feel like, oh, I know that already. But sometimes as we come to the beginning of the year, it's really good to have our thoughts and our attitudes towards God refreshed. And maybe we're hearing this for the first time. Now, what it's talking about in that psalm when it says that your word is a lamp unto our feet, that's God's words. So to be light, we should be embracing God's word and enjoying it and delighting in it and reading it and getting to know how Jesus is the light of the world every day. I mean, he's the only one that can tell us. And also, by doing that, having a conversation with God and saying, God, can you help me understand a little bit more of how you are light of the world? As we get to know God better, we're going to be able to be lights better. Okay, can you guess what was next in my box? What, cake? Yeah. Not that one yet. It was this one. Okay. Yeah? You want to hold that one? Oh, you've got my torch. Oh, you're going to have the torch. That's a good deal. Now, can I make a deal with you? Can we make a deal, James? Yeah? So you won't be able to run around with this. And no picking at it, yeah? Okay. I'm going to trust you, mate. Yeah? Right, do you want to turn around so everyone can... Right. Have a good smell of it. But don't put your nose on it. The kind of light that Jesus gives brings joy. Now, I'm not saying that every day is a dream with God and that every day is perfectly happy and filled with us skipping through the hills, singing with absolutely loud voices about how happy we are when we follow Jesus. That's not how it works, because actually, we go through some hardships. We go through some things that are tough. Maybe there's struggles in our family, or we have people at school who are not very nice to us, or we have people at work who are not very nice to us. But what Jesus brings is a joy in those situations. So when we face a struggle, we actually have Jesus' light at our side every day, helping us to know he is with us and that he is the light, even when a situation feels so, so dark. So, Jesus is the light of the world. Can you remember what my last thing was? It's all right. Keep it straight. Keep it straight. No, no, keep hold of it. Hey, Mum, we found a way of, you know. We've got a lighthouse. Who wants to hold my lighthouse for me? Stefan? It's not actually mine, so be careful with it. Thanks. Turn that all. It's all good. It's the kind of thing I'm paid to do, yeah? Jesus' light being a lighthouse can actually help us every day. I keep thinking I'm using that, sorry. It can help us every day because it shows us which way to go and it keeps us safe. But actually, if we know that someone's in trouble and we can see someone and they're about to drop a cake... Surely someone would hopefully dash in and help, yeah? Yeah, Katie's on the edge of her seat. She might plough down Ian in a minute. You're holding it straight for me? You are doing a fantastic job, you three. Give a round of applause. Don't clap. Do you want to keep holding it or do you want to let go? No, you want to let go. So what if you see someone who's in danger? You are going to tell them that they're in danger. Now, Jesus' light keeps you safe. Just one moment, please. Yes, what's wrong?
My daddy let me go on the stage.
Your daddy let you go on the stage. Do you want to hold the cake for me? Okay, don't eat it.
Okay. Yummy.
Yeah, well, hopefully. And don't drop it. Yeah? Because if you drop it, we won't be able to eat it.
Yes.
And we want to eat it, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
With some of the candle.
We don't eat candles. Ekbo. Right. So, Jesus' light keeps us safe. Now, if you know that something keeps someone safe, surely you're going to share it. So my challenge is that if Jesus' light keeps you safe, don't keep it to yourself and keep it hidden under a bowl, but share it. Because it's going to keep people safe, it's going to protect them, and not only that, they're going to get to know their maker at the same time, and they're going to get to know how Jesus is the light of the world. So, in a nutshell, okay, right, this is like Sunday school answers. Read your Bible and talk to God. Yeah? It's the best place to start. Where's number two? Know that Jesus is with you every day of your life, in every situation that you face. Where's my lighthouse? Share it. Don't just keep it to yourself. Let other people know the light that Jesus brings to our lives. Okay, right. Let's give these three a round of applause. Thanks. I'll have my items back. Thank you. You can eat the cake at the end. Huh? Yeah, at the end, not right now. The cake at the end, yeah. Okay. So, as we come to this part in our service, as we reflect on those thoughts and on this new year together, we've got a couple of things to do. As a reminder of God's goodness to us in sending Jesus and the way that he provides for us every day of our life through every season, we are going to put our cocktail sticks into our oranges with healthy snacks of grapes and blueberries. Now, remember, there's a lot of people in church, so don't ram your cocktail sticks with so many grapes that there's none left for anyone else, okay? Deal? Yeah, okay. So as you put these cocktail sticks in and this fruit in, we're thinking about God's generosity to us in sending Jesus. And we're going to remember that. So the two tables that previously had red tape and candles on have now become, or are now becoming, fruit tables. But there's also something else for you to do, because you might think I've just been lazy this week and I couldn't be bothered to take the Christmas tree down. But that's not true. It's there for a reason today. Around church, I'm not convinced every pew has got, well, quite a lot of the pews have got them in, thanks to Maldwin and Gordon. He did a brilliant job this morning. There's gift tags in your pew. So maybe there's actually something you want to say to God that you're thankful for. You can draw it in a picture. You can write it with words. You can write it in code so no one else can understand it. And whilst you're poking your cocktail sticks and fruit into your orange, you can also come and hang your gift tag on the Christmas tree as a mark of thankfulness to God for the year that has gone and his goodness to us every day of our lives. So I'm going to pray for us as we come to this point, and the group come up and they're going to play as we do this too. So God, thank you for sending us Jesus, the light of the world. Thank you that you sent him for everybody. Thank you that his death was an incredible demonstration of your love wrapping around the world and showing just how much you care and that you bring us light. We are thankful that you are with us every day of our lives, through every season of life, and we praise you for that. Amen.